Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Christmas time.
It happens once a year. I figured that out.
All by myself.
Chestnuts and all.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Let's set the tone for this hour of the Good Day program. I'm not sure quite how to do that, because there is so much these police killings here. I mean, putting that story next to the Christmas songs that we have and trying to talk about what's going on Christmas-wise and still be relevant to what's going on. A lot of protests in New York. We're going to talk to actually a fellow who's covering this for Al Jazeera America, Ray Suarez, used to be on PBS. Remember him, the observations he has and the update from New York on the man who shot the officers and what the latest is on the mayor of New York, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There was another one of these stories, Jennifer and Kenny, that leads back to Milwaukee. District attorney there decided against filing charges against a police officer who fatally shot a man who was mentally ill a dozen times in Milwaukee. This was back in April. There was, was there a grand jury in this one? I'm not sure. I know that it all went back to the DA. Mm-hmm. And now the Department of Justice is going to look at the case as yet another one of these. I mean, they're just happening way too much. There's something wrong here when there is all of this shooting and killing going on. That's the only way. It's just not right. There's something wrong. Something wrong. Anyway, so we'll get into blah Blasio and all that other stuff. The North Korean websites that didn't work yesterday for a while.
Hey, what about that?
What happened? Down.
I didn't even know they had internet there.
Well, Kenny said there's only 1,000 people who have internet in the whole country. Right, Kenny? Did I get you right on
mm-hmm.
that? Yeah.
Yep.
So
one internet service provider and one connection to the outside world that goes through China.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. So the Chinese did it. There you go. Story.
I like Chinese.
The snake-ativity scene.
I'm sorry, the what?
Snake-ativity scene.
Ah.
Michigan has a snake-ativity scene up on the state's Capitol grounds. Yesterday was the last day. The permit for the chapter of the Satanic Temple was up. So they wrap up their display today, the snake-ativity scene. The group doesn't worship Satan, but promotes individuality and views outside of Christianity, says the spokesperson for the Satanic Temple. One of the state senators set up his nativity scene on the opposite side of the Capitol front lawn as... You got to give him 2 points for creativity anyway. Snake activity. Did you see a picture of this, Kenny?
I did. It was a giant snake, and it said that the best gift is knowledge.
Knowledge. So how does the snake present that?
Well, that was in the snake that got Eve to take the apple was supposedly. That was the tree of knowledge.
There you go. All right, so why don't they have... I want to know why they didn't have an orangutan. Orangutans are pretty smart.
Because that wasn't the story, Dougie.
Oh, okay.
The snake no is tempting and cunning.
And right. Orangutan would be hard to say.
I see. You saw that there was a court ruling in Argentina that basically says an orangutan has rights. There's an orangutan at the Buenos Aires Zoo that has now some of the same legal rights as a human being. Lawyers for the Association of Professional Lawyers for Animal Rights appealed to free Sandra, the orangutan, by arguing she was a non-human person, therefore was being illegally detained. The decision came down to whether Sandra was considered property or a person. This opens the way not only for other apes, but also for other sentient beings which are unfairly and arbitrarily deprived of their rights by being kept in cages in zoos, in water parks, and in scientific laboratories. So if you think this is going to only be in Argentina, you got another thought coming. There will be somebody that will be on this like a hot potato in America, trying to close down every zoo in this country because the animals are being kept there against their will. So let's just let them all out, right? Let's let the Kenny, you got the San Diego Zoo, world famous down there, right? What happens if we just open all the cages and let them all go?
We're in a lot of trouble.
Right? Let them all go. Why? When did we develop this fascination anyway? Most every major city has a zoo. We want to learn about the animals, yeah. They're not in their natural habitat by any stretch of the imagination. So, okay, this is amusement for humans. Cool. But is it fair to the animals? A lot of people never ask those questions. I don't know if it's fair. I wouldn't want... All right, so here's the... Now I'm going to get down to the nitty-gritty.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, is it fair for you to keep your cows?
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Yep.
Is it fair for me...
To use them for your gain.
Yep. To keep the cows in the pasture or in the barn.
And milk them.
And milk them. Maybe they don't want to come into this world
to be milked.
Maybe they don't want to be in the pasture. How do I find out? What do you think? Should we pursue this?
You could ask them.
Yeah, get these in the lawn to come and talk to
them. They just moo. Moo, moo, moo. We have a story at DougSteffen.com, by the way, from the University of Nottingham, where apparently experts have spent the past 10 months listening to cattle talk with each other, Kenny, examining the way they communicate, especially with their young. And what they found out was the cows are quite the conversationalist. I could have told you that. Didn't need a study for that. All moos are not created equal, according to the story at DougSteffen.com. The scientists recognized two distinct calls between cows and their calves. When the cows are close to their calves, they engage in low-frequency mooing. Moo. When they're separated, the mooing is louder. Moo. And a much higher frequency. Moo! Similarly, researchers found that cows call out to their mothers when they want to start having a little breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Complex cattle calls analyzed by the best techniques in the world. Excellent foundation for investigating vocal indicators of cattle. I always wanted to know more about that. This is being used to be the offshoot for other sort of mother-offspring communication with other species. So now I'm going to be very quiet as I listen to the cows go moo on my farm. What do you think, Jen? Moo, 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 moo.
What are they saying?
Moo. Moo. They're saying moo.
Oh.
Moo. They're saying they like to hear more about what's going on in New York. Ray Suarez, an anchor.
Good idea.
Yeah. Ray Suarez is an anchor at Al Jazeera, and he's up next here on Good Day. Focus on the New York City police shootings here on Good Day.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHealth, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. 9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 Etsy polish, $10 glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protected, 7 sealer glosses, risky six times by benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 living proof hair products, 3 Diggy Green perfume, 2 safe cosmetics, and 1 luxury bathrobe cream. $40 fragrance purchase while supply lasts.
Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously. Get Macy's after Christmas prices now during our biggest sweater, coat, and boot sale of the season. Outerwear for her and him from Kenneth Cole and Moore, 60% off. Sweaters for her and him from Charter Club, Alfani and Moore, 50 to 65% off. Boots from Bandolino, Mark Fisher and Moore, $59.99 to $99.99. And save 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% on select fine jewelry. Get Macy's after Christmas prices now. Doors open at 7 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. We have Ray Suarez with us, anchor at Al Jazeera. Many of you remember him from the PBS NewsHour. I remember you actually when you were on the radio. That's, I think, when you and I first met, which was quite a long time ago. I remember meeting you at some event. I don't remember where it was, but I know you were still on the radio. This had to have been in the mid-90s. How long were you on radio before you went over to the NewsHour?
Well, I was at NPR for 6.5 years doing Talk of the Nation, the afternoon news program.
Yeah.
Before that, I was in commercial television in Chicago and Los Angeles, and before that, I was on the radio, so I kept moving back and forth.
How do you like being back on commercial television?
Well, it's sometimes when I have to say stop a conversation that's really getting going. And the interplay is terrific, and we're getting down to the heart of the matter. And I hear in my ear that I got to go to break. That's when I remember, oh, man. As much as I love hearing about Macy's one-day sales and an opportunity that can't be missed,
right?
It is tough to stop the goings-on and saying, hold that thought. We'll be back in a minute.
Right. Yeah, it is that. Well, let's see if we can get our thoughts in a couple of minutes here as to what you're finding in your coverage of the man who shot and killed the police officers in New York and all the controversy being sort of aimed at the mayor. What's the scoop?
You know, the thing about this, as a native New Yorker, as a person born and raised there but not living there now, I couldn't imagine a worse scenario, a worse sequence of circumstances to face both police and the mayor, given that there had to be some sort of leadership response to the killings of Akai Gurley and Eric Garner, Ray Marley, those killings had to have some sort of response from de Blasio. And the rank and file of the New York City Police Department kind of painted them into a corner where the only acceptable response was to back them to the hilt, or else he would be accused of whatever outrages followed.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, as if on cue, this guy comes roaring out of Baltimore after shooting his girlfriend and just dunks the city into boiling water. It really would have been impossible to imagine a worse series of events. Now the mayor has to figure out how to step over these eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what he does, the people who think that he is hostile to cops are going to run to the microphones and blast him.
So does
no
he
matter
get,
what he does.
Did he get recalled? The police leagues say they want him to resign. I mean, this is certainly, I can't imagine this happening with Bloomberg there, frankly, but that's just my own spin on it. I'm not in New York, you are. Do the police have enough hooch to get a recall for this guy?
No, absolutely not. That's not happening. And, you know, the unspoken irony of that is that most cops don't even live in the city.
Yeah.
So how a bunch of uniformed civil servants who live in northern New Jersey and Long Island are going to get the mayor, who was elected with like 2-to-1 vote, recalled is an interesting question. But
all right, so we're back to the time issue. We've got a few seconds left. How do you see this shaking out in the short term?
I'm hoping that nothing terrible happens in the next couple of weeks to give the city a chance to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
These officers are going to be buried with the full panoply of honor as they deserve. They are representative of a new NYPD, a Chinese guy and a Puerto Rican guy, not the stereotypical white ethnics from the outer boroughs. And they should tell us that things are changing in the NYPD.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Sometimes I feel like a big snowman that's bobbing under a plow.
Check in on thesoundsofchristmas.com, a daily thing you would try to do during the month of December at Ken Kessler's website, thesoundofchristmas.com, where there are so many songs, so many people listening, ferreting through, making comments, making choices, that sort of stuff. So the top 10 changes dramatically every day. That's why I find this such a wonderful exercise, because we have such a great variety to pick from in the top 10. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, number 10 today. With Christmas is starting now, a tune they made popular starting last year. So that's in the number 10 slot. In the number 9 position, Andy Williams. We had this on, I think yesterday, just moved around a little, Kenny, right?
I think so.
Yeah. From 1974. So then let's see, we gave it some attention yesterday. Let's move to number 8 on the Sounds of Christmas.com. Bette Midler.
A lick on a peppermint stick. Come a fire from a higher place and fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you have you that cool
to object to a lot of the Jewish singers who make money on Christmas gifts.
There are a lot of them.
There are a lot of them, that's for sure. That's from 2006. Have a cool you. That's number 8 today. Sounds of Christmas.com. Chris Rea from England. 1986. I always like this guy's voice. Was it a big hit, Kenny?
It's gonna take Foolish, you think it's over?
Yeah, Foolish, you think it's over. It's driving home for Christmas. Crank it up for a second, Kevin. Just a minute.
Oh, I got red lights all around.
Nicely produced, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you finding him more popular? Is this the first time this showed up, or how long have you had him?
This is usually pretty popular, bubbling under kind of every year.
Under the top 10. Okay. Number 6 today on the Sounds of Christmas.com is David Young. That's 2006. Who's this guy, Kenny?
He's mostly an instrumentalist, and he does, you'd like him a lot. He does it all himself, no labels or anything.
Really?
And he has soul, and he has dozens of albums.
Really? We've not had him as our Christmas star of the day, though, have we?
We did way back in 2006 when this came out.
Ah. Well, nice. David Young, somebody to listen for in terms of Christmas music. Number five belongs to Dean Martini. 1966, Dino, and I'll Be Home for Christmas. Number five. Sounds of Christmas. A wonderful blend of the pop stuff and traditional secular Christmas music on the soundsofchristmas.com. This is good. Number five. Number four, Silly Stuff from Cheech and Chong.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? Lavato with a bony knees. He's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet. And he's going to... No, that isn't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus?
A guy Claus with the hair and his old lady. 1971.
Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You
number
know Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to do the whole thing, but we got to get to number three, Billy Craig Jingle Bells from this year.
Currently the guitarist with Brownsville Station. We had him on. He's one of our Christmas music stars.
Right, good for him. And there's Pamplemousse from 2010.
He's on YouTube.
Check this. This is a YouTube sensation.
What a great name, too.
Pamplemousse. And then the traditional has been around since 1977. David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Number one today. Soundsofchristmas.com.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 SD polish and dollar glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift cards, our skin protected, 7 sealer glosses, risky decline by benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 living proof their products, 3 Daisy Green perfume, 2 Face Cosmetics,
hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85 and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected perfected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tuesday. That means a visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell in a few minutes, talking about health food turning into junk food, among other things. Thank you for your well wishes. Kenny says, posting on Facebook, just with the nice comments about my daughter's birth yesterday. She gave birth to a 7-pound, 2-ounce boy whose name is Miles Stephen Fisher. So I've decided, Jennifer, I'd do some investigating. You know me. They
love
call
it.
Me Mr. Investigator.
Yes, they do. All those days.
Yes, they do. Well, I thought it would be interesting to look into the number of people who are pregnant in the United States. Did you know that there are about 6 million pregnancies every year? So that translates to about 4% of all the women in our country are pregnant at the same time. 4% of all the women in our country are pregnant right now. Do you know that? I asked that question once before. Did you know that?
No.
I don't know. I didn't know anybody that was pregnant along the line. Megan was the only woman I knew who was pregnant. I was watching her. 25% of couples actively trying to conceive will experience pregnancy. You know that? 25% of couples actively trying to conceive will actually experience pregnancy.
That's not much.
No, it isn't. Let's see here. Approximately 10% of pregnancies end in a miscarriage. Each year, 1.2 million women in the United States choose to end their pregnancy. That was getting back to what we were talking about earlier. About 3% of all pregnant women give birth to twins. The rate is increasing since the 80s and as women get older. 17% of pregnant women over 45 give birth to twins. That's because of the in vitro
phenom. Yeah, the fertility treatment.
Right? That's what my daughter had. Nigeria has the highest twinning rate in the world. About 4.5% of their births are twins. That's because they consume a lot of yams in Nigeria. Do you know that?
Yams?
Yams.
What?
Yep. I don't know what there is, but experts attribute this number of twins to the consumption of lots of yams. Listen, I'm just the deliverer of the information.
Yes, it is. Are you making stuff up?
I'm not making it up. Nope, 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 nope. Under 500,000, just under 500,000 babies born each year in the U.S. to mothers who are under the age of 20. Teenage, what isn't there, a television show about that? Sort of glorifies it?
Yeah, Teen Mom.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You ever watch that, Jennifer?
Actually, no, that is one crappy TV show I do not watch, Dougie. It's probably the only one,
only
but
crappy
it is
TV
one.
Shows. Yeah, yeah, right. After delivery, about 13% of U.S. women are diagnosed with postpartum depression. Average size of a full-term baby in the U.S. is a little under 8 pounds. Increase from 6 pounds 3 ounces some 30 to 40 years ago. Largest baby ever born weighed 23 pounds and died in 11 hours after his birth. Year was 1879. Largest surviving baby, born in 2009 in Indonesia, weighed 19.2 pounds. I remember that. Everybody remember that story? I remember that, talking about that and thinking, wow, what in the world that mother goes through. I look into my daughter yesterday, thinking what she looked like before and after, and then thinking of this little Bubba that was inside of her, and then all of a sudden, he's out. It's just amazing. It really, really is amazing. All right, here's something that you can chew on a little bit. The Department of Justice has collected $25 billion in penalties during this year. What have they done with the money? I don't know, and neither does anybody
else.
It's
a party.
What do they do with this money?
I don't know.
There are a lot of people who are starting to ask questions. Okay, so we have all these fines coming into the coffers. Where's it going? Goes into, they can say, well, it goes into the general fund. Yeah? Okay. What happens to it after that? It's not budget money. Why isn't it used to pay down the deficit? No. We're going to use it to spend on other things. $25 billion in penalties and fines, most of them from banks. For example, the $16 billion settlement paid by Bank of America. What do they do with that money? Oh, excuse me, they only collected $12 billion because $4 billion was a tax deduction. So they write it off on their taxes. Can you imagine owing so much money in taxes that your bill is in the billions of dollars? How do you even begin to imagine that?
You might as well hang it up. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah. $25 billion and nobody can tell you where the money went. That is food for thought. All right, now, we have the end of the year approaching, so there's going to be all of these stories, all of this discussion about what happened in the year 2014. For example, at DougStephan.com, we have the Merriam-Webster Word of the Year. You know what it is, Jennifer? Kenny does.
Word of the Year.
The Word of the Year.
Is this a new word or just word that was used most?
Word that was used a lot.
Gosh. Ebola, terrorism. I don't know.
No. The word vape. Now, remember, there are all kinds
of
different dictionaries.
Of course,
no, it's not. Well, vape's not. Vape is the word.
Vape
I asked you about Merriam-Webster.
Right.
Vape is the word of the year for the Oxford dictionaries, Kenny, right?
And that's the new word that was added to the dictionary.
Right. It references e-cigarette smoking and that kind of stuff.
Right. Vaporizing.
Right? And isn't it short for vapor?
It's vaporizing, yeah.
Vaporizing? Mm-hmm. Right. Sounds like it should be in Star Wars. Merriam-Webster bases its pick and the nine runners-up on significant increases in looking it up this year from last year at Merriam-Webster.com. Often they are culture-driven words. Therefore, the word culture appears to be the word of the year. No, right. Is that right? Number two spot's nostalgia. So culture number one, right, Kenny? Number two is nostalgia.
Yep.
And so there's there is this very interesting thing. Let's see. Nostalgia followed up by insidious, then legacy, then feminism. A multi-word phrase. Je ne sais pas. Je ne sais quoi. What's the difference between Genesee Quad, Genesee Pie. Anybody know?
About $5.
I'm not. Really? Aha! I know that. I wish Pierre was here. He could give us the insight. Je ne sais, what is it? I will not say. Is that what that means?
That's certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, but that's, that means, yeah, it's an attitudinal thing, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Where's Jack Stockwell when we need him? Jack. Jack's going to be here with a minute to talk about health food, junk food, that sort of thing. Do you know anything about French?
Je t'aime, mon ami.
I
voulez-vous coucher avec moi,
je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime.
I love my friend. All right, so you don't know what je ne sais quoi means. Not much else.
I'm running it through my international translator.
Yeah, somebody will run it. Yeah, somebody will translate it.
I don't even know how to spell it. Are you kidding?
It's J-E in en français, N-E-S-A-I-S, quoi, Q-U-O-I.
Okay.
All right. Yes? Wait, this is the suspense.
I'm actually looking it up in France. Oh, no. I looked it up, and it's giving me a French Wikipedia page. Okay,
really?
Here's the English translation. It means a certain something.
Yes.
A
little certain smile.
Je ne sais quoi.
Right, a little certain.
Something that's distinctive or attractive.
Right, raising your eyebrow, something like that. Yeah. All right.
Do you want to look up dirty words in French?
No, we don't. No. We're going to get to Jack in a moment. What happens when we start turning health food into junk food in a matter of moments? On the we have all of our stories from the Today Show categories, looking at this one about the new word. Right next to it are other words in an orange box. The box says BuzzBox on it. BuzzBox Coffee. Get your free pound of coffee. You know, you can get in on the Christmas special. If you act right now, you can send the names of lots of people that have not made it to the top of your list. Or maybe they are on your list, but you can't figure out what to get to them. Get for them. If you have any coffee drinkers, people who love coffee, get them a free bag. Jennifer will tell you, this is the cat's meow. Even though cats aren't supposed to drink coffee, this is really it. For coffee lovers, the taste, the smell, everything about it, it's such great quality coffee. Call 866-456-7805 and sign up all your relatives, all your friends, everybody you know who drinks coffee to the BuzzBox routine. BuzzBox Coffee, official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, smells out of this world. Tastes even better than it smells. So if you have people that are tired of Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and going to the local convenience store for coffee, get them BuzzBox. Send it to them for Christmas. They'll smell it. They'll love it. And they'll keep going. And you, if you have enough friends, could probably end up not having to pay for BuzzBox coffee for the rest of your life. How do you like that? It starts with a free bag so you can get the nuance of it. Get the free bag, get it for yourself, or get it from somebody you care about for Christmas. Work on it right now, though, so it'll get to your friends in time for Christmas and your relatives. 866-456-7805 to sign up for the free first pound of coffee from BuzzBox. 866-456-7805.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
The American Veterans Center, a nonprofit organization preserving and protecting the oral histories of our veterans, like Major Kurt Lee, wounded in the Korean War. Major Lee stole a jeep from a MASH unit to return to the front lines to lead his men. The American Veterans Center records stories like these and catalogs them at the Library of Congress for all Americans. Veterans are the backbone of our country, and their legacy should never be forgotten or rewritten. Please donate generously this month to help preserve our veterans' legacy at AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the smiling face of one Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us, one of the coolest chiropractors you'll ever find. He's a Nooka chiropractor, and the way they work on your neck and your spine, your head, your shoulders, your gait, it's amazing what they can do with just slight touches on your neck. So you might want to check out Nooka Chiropractic. Meanwhile, Jack has a very good sense. One of the reasons I like him as much as I do is because, well, I like him as a friend, but I also like his information. I like his attitude toward health because he'll cut to the quick pretty quickly. So when I saw how health food. We generally consider yogurt, for example, to be a health food. It has a healthful reputation, but there's a new report that accuses Danone and Yoplait and Chobani and some of the other major marketers of misleading people who are looking for healthier foods. And the people who are purchasing yogurt think that they're getting something that is very, very healthy. I have in front of me a label from a carton of Walmart's house brand yogurt. This is a prime example, Jack, of the heavily sweetened products that are now being sold as yogurt that really aren't yogurt at all. If you look at the sweeteners listed on this panel, for example, it says sweetened with fructose, sucralose, I don't even know what that is, aspartame, and acesulfame potassium, whatever the hell that is either. I don't know what that is. So if you look at this study of yogurt products by the Cornucopia Institute, it looks at these ingredients and says, you people are kidding yourself. If you think this is health food, it may taste good. It may be what you want. You know, it's like eating ice cream. But it's not.
Well, that's it. That's exactly what it is. Is it's soft ice cream?
Yeah.
The real yogurt that is rich in the kinds of bacteria that we want in our gut is so sour you have to acquire a taste for it. Kids won't eat it unless they're given it, you know, when they're still infants and they're introduced to those tastes before they have a before they're inundated with sugar products. Almost all commercial yogurts are just soft ice cream that have extremely low, if any, bacterial count in them at all. But they'll have a lot of the wrong bacteria because of the preponderance of sugar that's present.
All right, so how much, if we looked around at food in general, the reason that I bring this up is because as a farmer, I find it offensive, frankly. The government says, oh, we're going to have this is all natural and this is organic. And they basically have ruined, certainly organic food isn't even close to being what it was as it originally was conceived as many years ago as we actually can think about. I mean, organic's been around now for quite a while. Now, if you talk to people that come into my food store, it's not really a food store, it's a dairy store, has some raw milk that we sell, and we'll be selling pasteurized milk from our cows and has cheese made from the cows, and we had a guy who's going to make yogurt. It's nonsense. And so you have, okay, there's real milk that's really healthy. People want to come there. They're part of the locavore movement. They want to see what the cows look like. They want to experience the farm. And they go up the street to the other farm that sells produce and watch, you know, the lettuce. You can literally watch the lettuce grow. But we have, that stuff is healthy because you can, you know, just kind of grab it and you know where it came from. But when you look in the stores, because of all of the, you know, this bill that was passed last week, $1.1 billion to keep the government running through next September. Attached to that were all kinds of things, including the deep sixing of the plans to have all of the food that comes in from offshore labeled so you know where you're getting your food. You can do it now voluntarily, and a lot of good, responsible food folks do that. But the people who don't want you to know where the food comes from, they've been fighting this. And I would say that this yogurt and where it comes from would be one of those things, because most of the stuff, especially that you find at Walmart, like everything else at Walmart, comes from China. That's where this yogurt comes from.
Well, it that's true. And a really good yogurt is full of lactic acid,
mm-hmm.
a very healthy product to be having in our digestive system, but it's very sour. And any time you take a spoonful of yogurt and you go, let me have some more of that. Or if you see the kids asking for it, you don't have the right yogurt. Because as I was saying earlier before, it's very acidic. It's extremely healthy for healing and sealing the gut and promoting the right kind of bacterial growth in the gut. But it's very sour. I have patients here who make homemade yogurt. And they'll bring in samples from time to time. And you just get that sour, puckered up look on your face. And when that happens, I say, good yogurt. Because the stuff in the stores is just soft ice cream.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other stuff that's like that. Yogurt, by the way, can be made pretty easily. You just take if you can find a good brand of yogurt and you sour up the milk, you can just throw the yogurt in there and all of the stuff that's in there that is so good for your gut. That's why I wanted to get into this, because you're such a proponent of having a healthy gut.
Well, health begins there. Disease begins there.
Yeah.
You know, Hippocrates told us that all disease begins in the gut. They had a clear understanding of this back in his day. And today, with all the processing, and you started off this discussion really, really well with this idea, that all the processing that goes on. You go to a farm, you see the lettuce there, you see the pig that's about to, you know, make something for your table. You know this stuff is good, but when you go to the stores, I'll tell you, it's a hunter's game anymore to find the right kind of stuff and the good stuff for your family.
Did I say
it gets more difficult.
A hamburger from a pig? I don't think so. How about a little bacon from that pig? Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, jackstockwell.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
What I want for Christmas is a Red Ryder BB gun with a compass in the stock and a thing which tells time.
Wow, that's great.
I think that everybody should have a Red Ryder BB gun. They're very good for Christmas.
Fragile. That must be Italian.
I think that's just a
fragile. Oh, no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out. That deadly phrase uttered many times before by hundreds of mothers was not surmountable by any means known to kiddom.
How many of you remember Fred Waring as Pennsylvanians? It's from the movie A Christmas Story, 1983. Their version of Jingle Bells. So how many remembered fondly? How about you, Chucker? The Christmas Story, 1983. I thought it was older than that for some reason.
That movie, like a handful of Christmas films, has really taken on a life of its own over the last 10 years.
How so?
I mean, to have a movie played 24 hours straight, I believe, on TBS, you know it has to be popular.
Yeah, right, over and over and over again. So what other movies have that same sort of stick-to-itiveness?
Well, there's no doubt. It's a Wonderful Life is the perennial Christmas film, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I'm a big fan. You know, I enjoy Home Alone, the original. I also like the sequel, even though it's a direct remake. I can watch those over and over. White Christmas is a terrific film.
All right, so
Crosby, Danny Kaye.
Yeah, yeah. There are,
I just watched that this weekend. I love it.
Yeah.
Love
some
it.
Of them don't hold up very well. But in this circumstance,
you
I think this
just don't like
up.
Christmas movies.
Well, it depends.
And I'll give you one that I like that's not wildly popular, but it's grown on me tremendously over time.
Yeah.
Is The Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone.
Really?
Yeah. It's sort of a reworking of It's a Wonderful Life, similar themes, but Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone are really good in that movie.
Good together. All right. So in the movie news department, what do we have today that looks like it's of interest and import for today, this week, and the rest of the year?
Well, the other day I told you that Star Trek producers of Star Trek 3 parted ways with Robert Orci, who was attached to direct that film. They've just hired Justin Lin, who helmed Fast and the Furious 6, to take over the Star Trek franchise. Now, rumor has it that the studio wants to change the tone of the Star Trek franchise, make it a little bit more like Guardians of the Galaxy, which I guess means a little bit more playful. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but we'll see how that plays out. Some other news, the Judd Apatow-produced Pee-wee Herman movie, which is long planned, now reportedly will be an exclusive project for Netflix. Paul Herman will reprise his role as Pee-wee Herman. I guess they thought it wasn't viable enough to be on the big screen. So if you like Pee-wee Herman, you're going to see a Pee-wee Herman movie, but directly to Netflix. And I got a chance last night, I took my wife and daughter, to see the new big screen reworking of Annie. And I really wanted to like it, Doug, but I got to say I was very disappointed. I thought the film had no energy, ineptly directed. It made the actors look really bad. Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz, I thought, I don't want to say awful, but they were pretty awful in the film. And Bobby Cannavale, a good actor who was in Boardwalk Empire and Nurse Jackie, I thought also gave a terrible performance in this film. Right. It was produced by Will Smith and his wife, Jada Pinkett. It'll probably make money, and I think families, for the most part, might get some enjoyment out of it, but boy, I love shaking my head. I just thought it was one of the worst studio films I saw in the last 10 years.
Wow.
Other than that, it was just great.
Great. I was thinking of you when I saw a story about all of the old small-town theaters that are trying to convert to digital and how many of them are closing because it's too expensive and they can't get enough people into these theaters. As a matter of fact, the number suggested in this story was 4,100 theaters could close within the next year or so unless they switch to the digital projection format. In a lot of places, like here in Santa Monica, they're building one of those new ArcLight theaters, Jennifer, that is, it's big.
Really fancy, yeah.
And it's fancy. But for those people who don't live in places like this, and they have in small towns, like Chucker's got, I take my hat off to you, Chucker, trying to keep that theater going can't be easy, and you see the story.
No, it's very hard, and just for people to know, the cost of a digital 2K high-definition projector to show movies off a DCP, which is a new Hollywood standard, is $75,000 a projector.
I saw
so
up to 100.
So a mom-and-pop business owner, it's hard to do.
Yeah. I saw numbers up to $100,000 a screen. So the small theater owners can't do it.
Yeah, with conversion with screen, yeah, it could be that much.
So what happens in rural America to people who want to go to the movies? How the heck do they go to see any of this stuff?
The studios don't care. If you don't convert, you will go out of business because 35mm will cease to exist. So there are going to be theaters, small theaters, some of them, that will go by the wayside. And it is a shame, but it's a fact.
Chuck Curry.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.